AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Six of the seven world soccer officials arrested today in Zurich, Switzerland, are fighting extradition to the United States after being indicted, along with seven other people, on bribery and corruption charges. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the FIFA officials conspired with sports marketers on the placement and promotion of regional and World Cup qualifying tournaments.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
FIFA's president, Sepp Blatter, who has headed that organization for the past 17 years, is not named in the indictments. He's up for re-election on Friday. 19 people are now known dead in Oklahoma and Texas since weekend storms and flooding. Two more victims found in Houston, where another 3 inches of rain is predicted, leading to more flooding in that already soggy city. More than a dozen people are still missing, several since a massive flood roared through down the Blanco River through San Marcos and Wimberley. San Marcos Fire Marshal Ken Bell.
I know Wimberley has multiple homes with no, they're down to the foundation. It's a pretty devastating scenario.
Bell says the search for more victims is being slowed by tornado warnings, high water, and huge piles of brush and debris left by the flood. A travel ban expires next Monday for the five senior Taliban leaders released last year from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. That means they could start moving freely around the world. The five were sent to Qatar when Bergdahl was released after nearly 5 years in Taliban captivity. Bergdahl has since been charged with deserting his army post in Afghanistan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 119. This is AP Radio News. The coming hurricane season could be a quiet one. Our Diane Kepley has more.
NOAA predicts the Atlantic hurricane season will have a range of 6 to 11 tropical storms.
And of those, two or less will likely become major hurricanes, the lowest number forecast since 1998. NOAA Administrator Catherine Sullivan.
Driving the outlook this year, most importantly, is the El Nino phenomena.
Despite the forecast for a relatively calm hurricane season, Sullivan says all coastal communities need to be prepared.
No matter how many pitches Mother Nature throws at us, from only a few to a whole lot, if just one of those pitches gets through the strike zone, we can be in for a lot of trouble.
I'm Diane Kepley.
The Obama administration has adopted new rules covering smaller streams, tributaries, and wetlands protected from pollution under the Clean Water Act. Two Supreme Court rulings left the reach of that law uncertain. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the rule will only affect waters that have a direct and significant connection to larger bodies of water. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.